Welcome to Side A, a dose of our lives.
Our theme for this season is conversations that need to be had, recalling our past and analyzing our present to rectify our future.
Side A contains 2/3 of the sections in our show.
Empire State of Mind and Times Square.
On this side of the episode, we'll catch you up on our personal lives while diving into hip-hop culture and current events.
The New York Dose is a speculation-based topical podcast providing millennial conversations around hip-hop culture, current events, and the dose of the New York City lifestyle.
This show is comprised of 2 sides, 3 sections, and smaller segments that populate each section. The main sections are Empire State of Mind, Times Square, and The Subway.
While listening to us, use the hashtag TNYD or mention us at the New York Dose so we can converse with you.
You can have your questions, comments, and concerns be a part of our episodes by leaving us dose mail. Just head to our Instagram on Tuesdays to see what the upcoming topic of the week is.
Then call or text us at 520-815-6670 to leave a voicemail or a text message to have it air on the following episode.
Now that's the dose.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, guys.
I just want to say something out there.
I'm a fan of the New York Dome.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm off the telephone. Fuck up here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? Hey. Hey, what's good, everybody?
Hey. What up, everybody? It's your girl, Adeloso, just in case you didn't know so, and you rocking with us right here on the New York Dose. And DJ SJ614 is in, I don't know what state right now, but all I know is that he will be back next week, and I can't wait, and I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. And I just can't hide it. Yeah, but today I have a very special guest, and my only guest today, Mr. Jordan from Enter the Mind Podcast.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be here, an honor, a privilege, a gift.
I am
so grateful. I'm grateful.
Yes, and he has been just so patient with me today, and I'm just so grateful for that.
I'm just chilling, man. We're just hanging out, so
yeah,
it's all good.
Because, you know, it's just... Gotta just roll with the punches, right?
Exactly. That's life.
Exactly.
That's life in New York.
All right. So we're going to just jump right into this episode, guys. And yeah, as you guys already know, we're going to jump into Empire State of Mind. And using some New York City slang as segment titles, Empire State of Mind is where we showcase our transparency. And during this section, we like to make sure we're good, talk about what's lit in New York City, confess something that deadass blew our minds this week, and give some shout outs to some people who are very deserving of them. So we're going to start with you good. Are you good, Jordan?
I'm good.
How you good? How was your week? Please tell me in detail.
My week was cool. You know, just a regular week in New York City, work and shit. And then I was like a couple of sick days because, you know, I wasn't feeling up to it all week. But, you know, it's all good.
You use a couple of sick days in 1 week?
Yeah, man.
How many?
It was only two.
Oh, yeah. That's what a couple means, right? Just two.
You never know with a couple. It could be three. Could be four.
I heard, like, isn't that the technical a couple?
I've never been one to go by the book.
Okay. All right. Cool. So wait. So it's been a good week.
Yeah.
You were a little out of the weather.
A little under the weather.
Under the weather.
But it's all good.
Can't talk. But what else? Like, what else did he do?
Just been chilling. I got this challenge going with Monique and Alicia D.
Hey.
for the gym, and we're coming into like the second to last week of it. So I just been making sure I get my workouts in.
Okay.
So it's like a
pot. Health and wellness.
So I'm trying to win. You know.
I'm pretty close. Is that the one like with money in it? I remember her mentioning how much money is in the pot right now.
Every time you only like $10 though. Nobody's been missing, but I'm hoping somebody gonna slip up right here at the end, and then this way I just.
Ooh, what are you gonna do with them $10 if you win?
Ooh boy, I'm going to dinner.
You go. Ooh wait, Chipotle.
You already know. Give me a nice little.
Don't get the guac.
Yeah,
it's gonna
be
a little more.
I can't afford the guac, but you know it'll be a good time.
Nice. Well, my week. just in case you were wondering.
Yes, yes, I was waiting for it.
My week, I had a good chill week. Of course, it picked up towards the end of the week. You know, shout out to all my sisters. Shout out to my women.
Right, International Women's Day.
Because we out here is our month, and it was International Women's Day yesterday. Was it? Yeah, yesterday. Today, Saturday. So I got invited to this Levi's event where they kicked off Women International Day, and it was just everything. Like, they had sent me, like, a brief description of it before, and I was already like, I can't wait to be there.
I wonder how I get on the list for these type of events.
Well, you know, shout out to my peeps. You know, I literally, like, get invited, like, through word of mouth, like, friends. Okay. I mean, there's been some where I just got randomly, like, to my email, but most is my plug from Plugged In app, David Montini. He's been sending me all the events, and I'm forever grateful. So cool. So I met so many amazing people there. I was sitting next to Rebecca from Black Girl Pod, which was amazing because I was, like, trying to find a seat. But everything was taken, and then I see, like, a little space next to her, and she was just like, yeah, you can sit here. And I was like, wait, you look so familiar. And I was like, are you on Black Girl Pod? She was like, yeah. And I was like, ooh.
And now y'all besties. Y'all going to lunch this week?
I know. I didn't get there, but we did take a cute picture.
All right.
But,
you know,
never know. She did follow the New York Dose right away. She was like, oh, you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, I'm going to follow you. And she took out her phone and followed just how I like it.
Good, good.
And then I met this another amazing person there. Because, you know, like, sometimes when, I mean, I do this, when you go to, like, events or places, like, by yourself, like, I'm usually pretty comfortable, like, networking by myself and, like, just going up to people. But sometimes you get a little buddy that you know, just become cool with. So I had one of those, and his name was Arch, and he's, like, an animation and styling and, like, all of that creative fun stuff. So I was like, yes, like, and he was just so cool and warm, and he's not from New York, and he was just like, it's nice to have, like, he made me feel good. He was like, you know, it's nice to have a nice warm conversation with someone from New York. And I was like, thank you. You know, I feel like we got a little nicer.
Not really.
I told him, I was like, you know, I know this is a stereotypical thing of, like, how we're rude as fuck and all this shit, but I feel like after September 11th, we definitely had a shift of, like, more courteous.
Yeah, we all got nicer to each other. Right, so we're all just like, oh, you know, you see somebody from New York, you know, give them a head nod, you know, whatever.
But not to outside
people from that's not from New York, just like, what the fuck are you looking up at the sky for? Like, there's birds everywhere.
I don't think that I'm just like, yes, explore our city, love it, enjoy it, feel it.
Yeah, we might give people directions in the subway. That's about it, though.
But yeah, but that event was amazing. Levi's did their shit on that. They covered I want to say a handful of, like, five women from around the world. They covered this 20-year-old woman from Mexico who started her own modeling agency because she felt like, you know, there was a certain type of Mexican women that were getting represented that didn't show the diversity of, you know, different types of women in Mexico, and she created her own, and I was like, that shit is so dope, like, you know, just, like, taking that leap of faith and just going for it. They covered one of the girls that were in the Parkland high school shooting. And she started the March for Our Lives movement, so they covered her. They covered this other woman who created these things for your period is like a cup, so, like, you put I think it was in Guatemala, or sorry if I can't, one country and she started that, and just, like, it was just great. So, and the panel, Tasty from Orange is the New Black, I believe. I don't watch Orange is the New Black like that, but you guys know her. Danielle Brooks? Oh, shit.
I've seen, like, two episodes, so I have no idea.
But no, she was a good panelist on the thing, too. Just, like, very inspirational and, like, just being like a black woman and like beating those odds and you know, just going after your dreams. So it was just great. And they gave us, which I wasn't expecting, jean jackets and a hoodie, which I'm wearing right now. So you get like you got to pick one, but you know us, you know, black people.
Of course, you got an extra one.
We got like all cool, like waiting on the line, and then one of my friends was like, well, one of the guys that I met, he was like, you ain't gonna get the jean jacket. I was like, yeah, they only said to get one. He was like, hold this, I'm gonna go back and get you a sweater. I was like, okay.
That's too much people.
So I got a sweater, and you got to pick like any art that you wanted, and they pressed it for you. So I thought that was pretty dope to have, and it was just good vibes and whatever. Even though I felt like the coat check lady was just like, relax, ma, like, why you're not happy? Like,
yeah,
she was just like giving me attitude, and I was like, I'm just
coat check is a serious job,
but people give you my coat and get the ticket, ma. Like, I don't understand.
People take that shit real serious. You ever seen when coat check fucks up?
Yeah, boy. But that's not my problem. So I had a good week, and just picking up on things. I'm getting definitely some callbacks for some certain opportunities that I've been waiting for.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
So it's been a good week. I'm very grateful for this week and for many weeks to come. So, all right, let's jump over to our It's Lit section. And this is something that's lit in New York City. So, Jordan, you know anything? What's lit? Put us on.
Something that's lit in New York
City. Something that's lit right now for you. Or even just in general.
Right now? Shit. Oh, I found this dope spot by my house. And they deliver.
Wait, where you from again?
I'm from Queens.
Oh,
I'm
from Jamaica, Queens. Oh, bum ass.
No. There's no Queens? Bum ass involved in Queens ever, period, in life. But but yeah, so I found this nice little spot, and they deliver right to my house. It's like Greek food.
Don't a lot of things deliver right to your house nowadays?
That's true.
Because you sounded mad excited. You were like, they deliver mad things.
Sometimes it's the stuff you really want that's like just outside of your range.
You're right. But you got it.
I found this spot. They got fries. They got wings. Mm. They got vegan options. I'm not vegan, but if you're into veganism, then cool. So they got all these different options. The only thing they don't have is juice. So I'm just like, I'm ordering food.
You like juice?
And yeah.
I like juice. DJ loves beverage. Juice.
Right. You got to drink something good with you when you're eating some chicken wings, but it's all good.
Right.
What is it? The Greek
but
Pie
what's
Factory?
What's the name of it?
I think it's called the Greek Factory, the Greek Pie Factory. Mm. Either way, if you order from them, you're going to get a nice size serving, and it's going to be wonderful.
I love me some Greek salad.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
The feta.
All of it delicious.
It's amazing.
What about you?
Well, I just want to say shout out to... Well, that's not a shout out. We're not in a shout out section. But what's lit is that there's so many, like, speaking of events, so many free events in New York happening, especially when there's, like, theme stuff, especially, like, Women, you know, Month and all that. There's so many free things happening. And I think something that's coming up right now is this. There's a free Google event for creatives to just network and all that stuff. I sent it to Sprags, a.k.a. Okay. Courtney. So did he send it to you?
He probably did.
Because he was like, he was going to share it with everyone. But I was like, yes, we all need to be up in there. And I just think that's lit because Google, come on.
Yeah, Google's
free.
A big deal.
In there. Also, speaking of restaurants, that's lit. Last night, I ordered from a restaurant that I haven't ordered in a while because I'm... One of my many hustles I was telling you is dog sitting. So I've been dog sitting on East 95th Street, and there's a Japanese spot called Moon House, and they have bomb sushi and just like bomb food. And I just haven't had it in a while, and I was like, I ordered like chicken teriyaki and like some spicy salmon rolls and like sweet potato rolls. And it was just hitting, and I wasn't even smacked, so that's how you knew, like, because you know when you smack, you just like everything tastes good. But I was just like, yo, I haven't had Asian food in a while, so I was like, yo, this shit is still hitting.
Nice switch up of the flavors, good.
Exactly. So that chicken teriyaki, I still tasted in my mouth. It was just mouth watering. So Moon House is on 103rd Uptown, okay, and 3rd Ave. So
Uptown, huh?
If y'all ever around there,
sounds like a long walk.
It's really good and it's affordable. So, Yeah. All right. Let's get over. Let's transfer over to our next section, which is dead ass, like dead ass. Mm. And all I want to say is R. Kelly dead ass, like just in general, like, you know.
You know what's crazy?
Everything.
Like, of course, I know the story.
The interview.
But I haven't been keeping up with it, so I don't really.
Why you haven't been keeping up with it?
I don't know. Like when the movie and all that first came out, I was like, I'm not about to watch this. Like this isn't something I would like, the series or whatever it was. I was like, this, I'm not watching this.
But
shit.
Were you a fan of R? Are you a fan of R. Kelly?
I enjoy the music, all the stuff that happened behind closed doors. I don't know. I don't know if it's all factual. I wasn't there. We don't know who's lying, who's telling
but
the truth.
But did you not want to watch it because it was something that doesn't interest you? Like, even if it wasn't about R. Kelly, or you not want to watch it because you felt that, like, oh, I don't even know if it's all true. I just rather not watch it.
Right. I wouldn't want to form an opinion off of about him with all this information, not knowing if it's true or not. And then, honestly, obviously, you know, if you party with young girls, that's obviously a no-no. You should never do that if you're not a young person. But then people will say what they want or change this or change that and make things seem worse than they might be or whatever the case. So I was like, it wasn't really that interesting to me to like really dive in and sit down and watch the whole thing and learn the whole story. Just know that you shouldn't be partying with young girls. Like there's a whole mathematic equation for the as young as girls that you're allowed to talk to. But I'm pretty sure the legal standard steps in there to begin with, and then, you know.
I'm just trying not to come at you right now.
I'm appreciating that you're not. You know.
Because you said without knowing that it was true or not, and I don't know, that just, like, meme. Not that it made me, like, whatever, because, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I just feel like, how can no one not believe that it's not true? Like, to me, like, I don't know if it's because I'm a woman, and I don't know if it's, I mean, we're going to talk more about that later.
Okay.
Because, you know, the theme, the dose of the day, it's pertaining to that. But I just feel like there was just too many testimonies that sounded the same, whether, I don't know.
But for it's all just, that came
and, like,
out.
And, like, knowing his history, like, the fuck, like.
Right, but for all that came out then. And then I think just like the last couple of days, some girls came out saying, no, it wasn't like that. It was a wonderful time. Like, who knows who's telling the truth in all this?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Something with these two girls were just like, no, it was great. Like they were doing whatever.
Is a recent interview with Gayle King?
I don't know who did it. I just saw the clip.
Yeah, because, okay, so deadass, like, you know, Gayle King sat down with R. Kelly, which was, I was even surprised, like, he even, like,
took that one,
he was did an interview. Everything. I mean, he's done one before, but Gayle King is the truth because he had like an outrage, like he got very defensive and he got like very emotional, and it looked like he was about to, you know.
Yeah, I saw the picture where he got a little
Gayle
crazy.
King and all this stuff, but she's just sitting there very unbothered.
I like how she didn't flinch at all.
I was like,
she was just like, okay,
that's
next.
Hosting. I mean, not hosting. That's like journalists, like.
That's confidence. That's just like,
that's
he's
like
not that crazy to touch
101,
me.
Like, great technique. But, and I think, like, that's something that we should take with anything. Like, when someone's being hostile to you, like, how.
Right, when you get too defensive about something, there's more to it.
Or, like, just, like, reacting to when someone's, like, hostile to you, like, not reacting.
Right, because then you escalate the situation.
Yeah.
Right.
So, so he was like, you know, I did not fall for it one bit. That's why I was like dead ass. Like, my man's like, you gonna say nothing, none of that is true, like nothing at all. Like, you fucked with underage girls, like you did. There's been videos about it before. And he was just like, oh, but that's in my past. Like, basically,
nah,
like,
you can't just wash
like,
that away,
you know,
that
and it's the same thing is happening. So I was just like dead ass. Like, he really, like, I feel like he definitely put on an acting, like, put up a face, for sure. Because now it's, like, really getting close to him, like, being in there, like, in jail. So,
yeah,
I think he's just, like, I'm fighting for my life. Yeah, so that you can save your ass.
Right,
not
exactly.
Because of, what, you know, for other reasons. Or
that's right and all that, yeah.
But true. I don't know, but a lot of people are now thinking, like, oh, maybe it's not true. Like, maybe all this stuff. But I'm just, like, I'm just not falling for it. So, yeah. So, and then I haven't seen the interview with the two girls that were living with him. Mm. But they also look like they practiced that shit, too. like one of the first point was one of them was talking more than the other, and she just kept agreeing with everything she was saying. So, because it seemed like maybe she was the stronger.
She's the one that had the script down.
Yeah,
the, they were just like just.
But then she was like so defensive too, like to Gayle King. She was just like, "All right, next question." Like, all right.
She came in prepped and ready to go.
Yeah, so. She was just like, you know, like we love him. We're all together. Like, what's the problem? Basically,
yeah.
Like she was like basically saying that the parents. Because first she said that they didn't have sex, like, underage. But then she said that her parents made her lie about her age at the time, that because she was, like, 17, and they told her to say that she was 18. And they basically, like, been calling and threatening him, like, oh, if you don't send us $20,000 in the next week, we're going to put all your...
dirty messages.
Like dirty messages or, like, sex... picture or like pictures, whatever, air it all online. Yeah. So basically, so then you did have sex with him underage then.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? Because first she said like, oh no, we didn't, or like he didn't, but then now you're saying that your parents basically hold you out for money, and so they told you to lie about your age. So it's like, it's true, like you never know which one to believe.
Yeah,
I do kind of believe a little bit that maybe the parents, because you know, they were just saying, like, they couldn't get in contact and all that stuff. And I'm just like, as a parent, like, I just don't understand, like, how you could just let months, years go by like this happening.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So,
if you really cared, you would have bust down the door. Like, you would have been on the news for them arresting you for breaking in our
exactly, house. Exactly. I don't care if my child is 21, 35. Like, I don't care. Like, if I feel like my child's in danger, like, best believe.
I'm all for parents kicking down doors if they can't find their kids. Right. I support it.
So, so that was that. I was just like dead ass. I just hope like he gets like fucking, like he needs to get some type of thing for this. I mean, I was reading also comments on like online, and people were saying like, you know, like he doesn't need to be in jail. Like he needs a mental institution.
Yeah, they're saying he's a victim of the same things. So that's not, kinda...
but I, do you feel like jail, like mental institution is still too nice for him?
No, I think because he's also a victim, from what I've heard, bits and pieces. If he's also a victim of it and then that led him to do the same things to other people, he needs a safe place where he can deal with his issues and make him stop wanting to do those things. Should they let him back out into the free world after that? I don't think so. They should, like, he should be, you know, kept in a confined area, so this way,
like Bubble Boy,
not quite Bubble Boy, but just so you know, if he does like whatever treatment or whatever, and then he has a relapse, we can't afford him to relapse and then 20 more girls come out with stories.
True.
So
that
he needs
is
to
true.
Take the whatever thing, whatever mission they got for him, and then stay in this nice private area with just people your own age.
Right. We have people in our live. We have Gina, a baby girl. Gina, she's like, listen, electric chair for everyone.
Wow, Gina. Wow, Gina.
She gives no fucks. And Derek put that extra mic with no one there.
Oh, yeah.
There's an invisible person. We did have an extra person, but, you know, things happen and she wasn't able to make it. So
right.
I just left it there because she's here in spirit.
We're still chilling though. It's all good, right?
But Gina also put on the live, she goes, if he needs mental help, then we have to free all the molesters and get them therapy.
I didn't say let him out now.
No, Jordan said
I didn't say let him out, just let him run wild.
I mean, I do feel like he needs to serve time and then from there take it. And then maybe, you know, talk about some mental stuff. But I do feel serve time first. You know, pay your motherfucking dues in there because you did some horrible things.
All right. So you would put him in jail and put him in like Gen Pop with everybody else where people would come after him?
I mean, I don't care.
Wow. That's dangerous.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't think they'll put him like, you know, like what they did with 6ix9ine, and they're going to keep him separate, I feel, because of course they don't want to kill him there because of trial and all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
they don't
true.
Want him dead. But Derek put, sorry, I'm reading the live. He put, he can get help while serving his time. True. J.I. itinerary in the morning with therapy in the evening. Right.
You said jail in the morning.
He said jail itinerary.
Wow.
That's fair. What is jail itinerary?
That's fair. I respect it.
Yeah, I do feel like in general, anyone in jail, they should get some type of therapy.
Right. Because you have to find out what made you want to. No, especially a murderer. What made you want to take this person's life away? Right. That's the question. That's why they need therapy.
Well, yeah, I guess to do studies and stuff. But then it's like, OK, I mean, murderers are never going to get out.
So right. They shouldn't.
They'll just be turned into quote unquote good person and just stay in there.
I don't know about all that, but they can get the research done and then use it to prevent other murderers from coming about.
So yes, Jordan. I love that.
That's what they need to do.
Yes, exactly. All right. That's our dead ass. Oh, wait. I have one more dead ass. Really quick. Future.
Mm.
I saw on the Shade Room, he got another girl pregnant.
This is what he does.
I'm just...
Why are you surprised anymore?
Because he just had a baby with that girl, the dancer. I love her. And she was
She's Bow Wow's baby mother, too.
Joey, I think her name is. I mean, it's spelled Joey. Whatever. She just had a baby with him. Yeah. So just to see like another one, I was like, really? And I saw somebody in the comments. They put someone said he's trying to beat Shorty Lowe's record of 10 baby moms.
Fuck it. He probably pretty close by now.
My thing is like, you really like not fucking with no condoms like that, out here. Like,
that's just what he
you
does.
You trust everyone like that? Like you trust all six of them plus more?
Maybe
like,
they all plan to have these babies together.
You think they put a hole in them?
No, I think maybe they had a discussion. They were both open to having another baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you never know, whatever. But still,
he can afford it, so I ain't mad at it.
I mean, yeah.
If he was a deadbeat with no job, then I'd be like, yo, somebody got to get him a vasectomy.
I'm just like back to back like that. Like literally, the son was born like last month, and now
fuck
this.
It. Fuck
bueno,
it.
Bueno. What's your dead ass, DJs? Hurry up and say it.
As long as you can afford kids, then by all means.
Right, exactly. All right, let's jump into our yes. And this is just shout outs to people that we love or to anyone. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out. D is going to be so tight because I always do this. But I just, you know, anyone who just continues to support us, we got a lot of love for the R&B episode that came out. Shout out to Rashawn and Q again for that. It was great. But yeah, we got a lot of love from that. A lot of people reposting and just liking and loving the context. Shout out to Rue. Ooh, I need to respond to his text. But shout out to Rue who gave out mad love for that episode. And just like people just like intrigued, like they want to like work with us and help us out as much as we can, as you know, help us out as much as they can. And I think that's just so amazing, you know, for just someone to see like where you're trying to go, and then people are just literally offering their help, and I'm just so grateful. And yeah, wait, let's go back, because now Deep finally put his dead ass in the live. He put, I dead ass been waiting in the cold at this bus stop since 3 p.m my original ticket is for 8 p.m OD.
Oh,
I'm trying to catch the 4:45 p.m. Bish on the phone said I might not be able to. I will destroy everything.
Wow. I hope you keep it warm out there, brother.
I'm sorry, D. Just where are you? I don't know what state you in, but just stay warm there, little young fella. Rub them hands together. Put that hot ass breath in your hands.
Oh, you got some warm socks, boy. It's cold out there.
Right. Yo, that's crazy. But D will definitely cause the scene, so that would be great. Record yourself, do that.
I expect nothing less from him.
But yes, any shout-outs to...
Shout-outs. All right. So for me, I want to shout-out my homegirl, Shania Banton _.
Yes, you better have wrote this down.
Right. So she's a young black woman, a writer and director. She has a series called Wave the Series. It's on YouTube, and you can follow both of them on Instagram.
Yes.
She finished season one. It's out on YouTube now. And she's trying to get some donations together for her to record season two.
Right.
So she can do even more stuff with that. So shout out to her. Yes. Shout out to Rashida. She was on one of the recent episodes with Enter the Minds.
Yes.
I know she's like, she just got a new job and she's back in school and everything. So shout out to her.
I love it.
She's working.
Keep grinding, baby girl.
And also Symphony, who was on the same episode with Rashida. She's studying, working on her acting craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so shout out to her. Shout out to the rest of the minds, of course. You know,
yeah.
Courtney, Boris, Marcus, everybody.
Aye.
Shout out to the whole team. Just hope everybody's living good, doing well.
I love it. I love that you shout out all these creative, grinding as women. Like,
they're working.
Shout out to y'all.
I've known them a little while, and I know they've been working. So happy to see them getting some success.
Oh, D has a shout out. D is in this episode through live. I love it.
Pretty much. I like it, man.
This shit is mad focused on me there. Hey. All right. He wants to shout out to my new video series. Oh my God. Okay, yeah. D has a new video series, The Book of DJ. Check out his IG and Twitter for different philosophies from the mind of this young millennial Gemini.
There you go.
He was plug my shit. I did, my man. I got you, baby boy. All right, yes. And just shout out to y'all. Please remember to tweet us, to subscribe, to leave us a note if you want to come through the stool and just chill with us. Let us know too. Like, our doors are always open for y'all. We love all the support so far. Just please keep on supporting, and we'll just keep giving you great content back, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
All right. All right, let's go on to Times Square, Square, Square. And this is our second section of the show, representing the area with the pitter-patter, chitter-chatter, hustle, and the bustle of the city with the muscle. Because can't nobody flex like us.
You practiced that.
And during this section, we jaywalk through our segments with zero fucks giving, spilling all the tea with the word on the street, and giving y'all something to obsess over besides our show, of course. You said I practice it. I mean, I do say it every week.
Good. So, good. You say it at home in the mirror, too.
I do not, actually. It's just natural. But I did fuck up a little bit in the beginning, but it's all right.
I didn't even notice. So you all good.
You see? All right. So let's get into Taurus talk. Let's talk. You have here Jordan DC. Tell us a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So a few weeks ago, all the minds we linked up, we were out there in DC, and we hit this spot, the park at 14th. And as soon as we walked in, it was just like a different type of vibe than the parties we've been hitting out here in New York. So as soon as we walked in, we walked in right at the perfect time. It was all the booty shaking music going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked in and it was me and Courtney.
You said all the booty shaking?
All the booty shaking. So it was me and Courtney. We walked in. It was just like asses just shaking. And I was
everywhere?
Like, oh. Yeah. And I was like, Courtney, oh God, we done stumble into the most wonderful place ever. And I was like, oh, this is beautiful. And we was just out there having a good time. The only thing in that spot was the drinks was just terribly overpriced. $20 for vodka cranberry.
Nah.
No, Henny and cranberry. I'm sorry.
$20. Well,
No.
Well, over here is like, what, 15?
Yeah, 10.
Yeah, 20.
Anywhere between 10 plus and 15 tax? Is cool. I don't even know if there was tax involved.
Mm-mm.
My man said, let me get a Henny and cranberry. Let me get two. He said 40. I was like... And at the bar is one of those places where you can't argue with nobody. Like, yo, really? $40?
Yeah, like, it's just like, yo, you take it
or leave
it. I
already handed you the drinks. You're paying $40 one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I just gave him the $40, and I was like, yeah, this is ridiculous, Courtney. That was our only drink of the night, but we enjoyed all the booty shaking, though. So
exactly. You sipped that shit mass slow.
I did.
But you sipped it to every jiggle?
No, it was too much jiggling for
maybe
that.
Maybe to every five jiggles you sipped.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, about that.
That's a good amount of jiggle time in between and drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, was it a strip club?
No, it was just a regular club. It had it was a bar, lounge, whatever. So it had the bottom floor,
mm-hmm.
second floor. Then it had some crazy party area in the back. So you know what I mean? I had to wander through the club just to see what it was all looking like. And everywhere you turned, it was just asses shaking. All ties, asses, all
Wait,
shapes.
What's the name of the place?
The park at 14th in DC. It was all types of asses, all sizes, all shapes, all colors. It was beautiful. It was cold as hell outside, but the asses were shaking. We had a good time, and then we got some and pizza afterwards.
Yeah,
it was a nice time.
Mm, how's the pizza in DC? Is it?
And pizza is like a chain spot. They got one out here in the city too. So it's like you make your own pizza. Mm. It's good. Next time I'm out there, though, I'm going to try some different spots. I've done brunch out there before. We went to Bus Boys and Poets.
Mm.
And that was cool. Like, it's a little.
How's the brunch scene in D.C.?
Apparently, D.C. started the brunches.
What?
So that's the spot to go for brunch. So as it warms up, Hopefully there's some more trips out there in my future.
Yo, we out to DC.
I'm down for it.
Does Marcus, does he live by himself or does he have roommates?
No, nah, he's by himself.
All right, so we crashing in there. Sleep. No, dead ass though.
I'm serious.
Like when
Marcus
it gets
knows
warm,
I invite myself over.
I know,
anytime,
Marcus, so. we're gonna crash at your spot.
Yeah.
I can sleep on the floor. I don't care. Yeah. I'm a little nomad.
We'll just walk right in. It's all good.
No, yeah, we should definitely plan a trip, all of us, like to just go there and chill, have brunch.
Oh, definitely.
Get away
definitely.
A little bit from the city, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's transfer over to our word on the street and, you know, have to bring up my guy again, Jussie Smollett.
Oh, gosh.
He got indicted on 16
all 16 accounts,
right? And I'm just like, what are the 16 accounts?
That's a good question.
What are the 16 counts?
That's a very good
Everybody
question.
Everybody is very questioning that, and so am I. Yeah. And someone did bring a good point talking about, you know, I always hate this fucking guy, the Brock guy that basically raped an unconscious woman on campus behind a dumpster, remember, Brock? And then he was a perfect swimmer and like
oh,
all this
yeah,
stuff.
The swimming guy,
and they
yeah,
caught
yeah.
him in the action it's and they only ridiculous. Gave him, I think, like a couple months.
Yeah, they whatever they did, they were just like, they didn't want to ruin his future or something.
Exactly, because he's a swimmer.
And I was like, for all the black guys that had NFL dreams
right.
that never actually touched some of these women that can never even try out
right.
now.
I just feel like, damn, like 16, like I know he lied and shit. Like if he lied, I still have hope that he didn't lie. But, you know, it's not looking really good. But even like, okay, he lied. My man's like, I think, again, he should do, like, a little bit of time and then get therapy or
right.
some shit.
I don't understand
like,
what
he didn't kill anyone. No one got harmed. Like, he just harmed himself. Like, you know?
Right.
Like,
all
know?
For pretend. I wonder what made him want to do that, though. Like,
I mean,
what makes you want to
you
get...
never know, like, you never know what could be going in someone's mind, you know? Like, that's...
True.
I mean, we talked about it a lot in the other episodes, like, past two episodes. I mean, it's just been an ongoing case. But,
right.
I just personally think, like, because he asked, it seemed like he asked for a raise. He wanted to get paid exactly like how Taraji
and Terrence
was getting paid. And, you know,
they're
like,
they're
like, my thing that I could think of scenarios, like, they're like a family, you know, like, production, everyone. So maybe he felt like, oh, we cool, you know, they're not going to try to play me. Like, if I ask for the money, they're going to give it to me, you know. But I guess they had denied him, and I think maybe that's what fucked him up, you know, like the business and personal, where it
right.
he probably felt like, how the fuck they're going to try to play, like, this is just my scenario I probably built up of how can he possibly be feeling, or like,
gotcha.
And he was probably just like, you know, like, how they're not going to give me the money, I thought they were like family, I thought would be looking out. So maybe he like went the extra mile.
So
like
he
that.
Thought this would make him get the money, like,
I don't know, like,
do
or maybe he
happen?
Felt like maybe he didn't like how the government is, and you know, like many of us, and he did like this thing just to see, like, to bring into awareness or something, but then it backfired. OD.
Yeah, it's the wrong way to go about shit if you're trying to get things
he
done.
He just fucked his whole career up, I feel. I mean, I feel like he could bounce back.
Yeah, give him like a year or so.
Yeah, but
people forget about it.
My man's.
Oh, that's probably the worst idea he ever had.
So on top of that, you know, he got indicted, but that doesn't mean he doesn't get jail time, right? Because he has to go to trial. What
yeah.
does indicted mean?
Like they're bringing the charges against him.
Right.
So,
but he still has a chance to defend himself.
Right, right.
He's not like, he's still kind of like not guilty until proven.
Yeah.
So also, a dozen of hospital workers got fired for reviewing, and I guess it was in Chicago, for reviewing his paperwork.
Yeah, That's wild. What are you firing
that's
them for?
Wait, what you said?
What are they getting fired for? Like, they're hospital employees.
No,
they're allowed to look
they're
at
not.
So,
like, other people, like, if you're not... That's, like, number one rule. Like, you're not supposed to look at other people that are... I mean, I don't know if whoever, like, worked with him that moment, of course, they looked. But I guess other people, like, friends, like, your coworkers, like, you're not supposed to go into people's... Like
private,
files and shit. Like, that's like number one rule in doctor shit. Like, you know, confidentiality.
Right.
So,
right.
A dozen of workers got fired, and I'm just like, damn, all that school you did, like, Because that's like number one thing. So it's like, and I heard like nurses, you know, like they don't play with that shit. Like they'll take away your license.
Yeah, I believe it.
So all of them.
But that's what they get for being so pressed to find out. And nosy out about as fuck. Shit,
like, but I'm sure, because you know, everybody's probably like, is he lying? Is he real? Right. Is lying? Because no one knows. Like, you know, like, and I don't think none of us will ever know unless they find a magical footage somewhere, you know? But I was just like, damn, you fucking dead ass wrists. Not all of y'all are out of jobs. You, Jussie. Right.
Like, I don't care that much about nothing to risk all my money for.
And all your schooling that you did and all of your
they probably still paying off their loans and shit.
Yes. Because I'm sure it's going to be hard for you to get another job, like, in that, because, you know, they can't trust you.
Yeah.
Like, once trust is broken, it's broke.
That's the risk they took. I guess they must have really left Empire.
Right, or just...
Or Jussie or whatever.
I don't know. That's fucked up, so... Crazy. But let's go on over to our weekly obsessions. And anything you've been obsessed over this week, Jordan?
Honestly, I've been obsessing over the idea of actually getting out of this city.
Mm.
So I'm born and raised in New York City. I've, you know, spent times out in different places or whatever. And I'm just kind of like, you know, maybe it's time for me to break out. Maybe it's time to... make a move someplace else, somewhere warmer, definitely, because this cold shit ain't for me no more. I've been shoveling snow for over 20 years. That's too much snow.
No, I know. I mean, I love winter in New York too, but, and like, you know, the style and the fashion and all that, and like, but I'm feeling the wave with you too. Like, I'm just, I mean, I always thought like the only place so far I can see myself living and it's warm is Florida, even though I hate like the laws and shit over there. But that's the only place that I've been to that I feel comfortable and I love it. And you know, like that I could see myself there. Like I went to Cali, I didn't see myself.
But you didn't like it in Cali?
I loved it. I thought it was great, but I didn't see myself living
there.
Oh, great
to visit, not to live.
So I think that's the wave in a couple years. I mean, the only thing that's really keeping me here, I mean, one, I love New York and I'm a city girl, but New York dose, of course.
Right.
So, yeah, but damn, so you're trying to leave the city?
Yeah, Florida's high on my list, too, because I lived out there for a couple of months way back.
What part of Florida?
Orlando.
Orlando, okay.
So, and I got one of my boys lives out there, too, so it's really been heavy on my mind, because I'm just like, I'm not really doing as much as I could be out here, so I could go out there and, you know, enjoy nice weather and relax and... cheaper cost of living and all these different benefits.
Right.
Sure, I'll miss like the hustle and bustle of the city, but I've had close to 30 years of the hustle and bustle of the city. So,
and you could always come back if you want a little, you know, I think like for sure, like when it comes to like mood and your whatever, like waking up to a nice day or like sun, whatever.
Oh, yes.
Like that's, you know, there's like a certain smell in Florida, like that tropical, like I think that automatically just puts me in a good mood. So why not feel that every day? You know, I mean,
imagine you wake up every day and say, oh, the sun is shining. It's 90 degrees. Oh, it's going to be a good day.
I could go to the beach if I want.
You
know how many
times you get out of bed in New York and you're like, oh, fuck, it's 12 degrees again. Oh, shit. And you just like want to pull the covers up and go back to sleep.
Right.
But you're like, well, got to catch this train. Got to catch this bus. Got to listen to my boss. So,
I mean, good luck. I hope you figure out exactly where you want to go, but you for sure want to leave the city.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaving. It's just a matter of where I go.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I've been obsessed with JoJo, the singer. You know, always been obsessed with her, but
she's making a comeback.
This is the Judge JoJo, you know, get out.
Right? Yeah, she's making a comeback now.
Well, she re-released her first album because she had like management issues and like, you know, they were holding her shit. She could like some fucked up shit with the record label. Mm. So she was like, all right, you're not trying to give me my shit. So I'm just going to re-record it. So she re-recorded the whole album and, you know, just brought back, even though I listen to it all the time.
Does it
even
sound as good now as it did the first time she recorded it?
Nothing is as good as the first time, but it was still just, it was still really good. Like, the ad-libs change a little bit, but there's a song called Fairy Tales. And I don't know, like, I just been playing it every single day this whole week. And I just love the ad-libs.
Why did she ever make another album or anything after the first one?
She did have something else. I forgot the name of it, but nothing that really hit so far.
Oh.
In my
that's
eyes.
That's the music business.
I mean, she's still a... her vocals are divine and will always be divine. But all right. Yes. Shout out to JoJo Fairy Tales, your day one fan.
That's the end of our Side A episode.
Tune in later this week to catch the B-side and the completion of this episode.
Until then, stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York dose, baby.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
I know they said something about some beef that we had.
This shit is dumb good.
You mad tight, yo.
Hey, yo, that ass be?
Better life. Yo, that shit is whack.
This shit about to be lit.
Nah, you fine, my nigga. Look at me again and you gonna catch these hands.
You big man or little man?
You would've thought you was getting that money back.
That's mad OD.
I'm not pussy. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, my nigga. Like, what? Better like the fuck, miss, like, hey yo,
Bob, but like,
DK.